What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Like much of America, I was fully entertained by the home run swing-off last night.
Loved it.
But I've got two, I think, pretty solid points as to why it could never and should never work in regular season games in Major League Baseball.
Why don't you let us be the judge?
You can judge.
Of your solid.
Because I've got two really good arguments against why you're an idiot.
So we were talking. during the break about how electric it was, yeah. And you know, Paulie mentioned penalty kicks and hockey shootouts and how dramatic they are.
They're awesome.
To decide games. Great for fans in attendance. And I certainly see the appeal of a definitive moment to end a game. It was great last night. What I don't like, though, is when soccer goes to penalty kicks, you go, well, that's not real soccer. But it's still head-to-head competition. It's the penalty kicker against the goalkeeper.
Right.
It's one team against the other team.
My best against your best.
In a hockey shootout, same thing. Guy skating in against the other team's goalie who is trying to stop you. In a home run derby, there's no competition between the two teams. It's your own batting practice pitcher trying to lay it into your own guy who's trying to hit a home run. There's no confrontation between
the two
teams.
You have to hit more than the other team. That's a literal competition.
But it's no longer a baseball game. It is a batting practice. It is a guy laying it in at 73 miles an hour instead of, you know, facing 98 or you know, some nasty guy.
And that brings me to my second point. However you construct the rules. Last night, I believe the rules were the players had to be in at the end of the game to participate in the home run derby. Well, now, if you're a manager, and you know this could decide a regular season game, you have to manage with that in mind. Do you want managers making decisions in the eighth inning? Well, I can't take out my slow running slugger for a pinch runner because what if the game ends up being tied and I've taken him out of the game?
Gavin Sheets.
Even though it would have been a real smart decision to pinch run for a guy at first because we're down one and we want to tie the game, but now I can't take him out.
But managers have strategy decisions like that all the time.
But you shouldn't be making a strategy decision.
Do I want to bring Morihone in the sixth because this is a really high leverage
based
moment, but what if I need him in the eighth?
Gimmick. But take this to its logical conclusion as well. Every team is always looking for the smallest of margins to win games. You play 10, 15 extra inning games a year. If they were a lot of them decided by home run derbies, you would all of a sudden have a market for home run derby talent. And you don't have to be a good baseball player necessarily to be a good home run derby.
True.
You might not be able to hit a major league fastball. Anything above 90 miles an hour, you'd strike out every time you go up there. But you might be able to put a 70 mile an hour pitch over the fence 8 times out of 10, which makes you all of a sudden a person who had no chance of ever having a baseball career into someone who's paid millions of dollars to sit there at the end of a bench and potentially go into a game late for a home run derby. Do we want to create that? And by the way, solid batting practice pitchers who can deliver it where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Also, you'll have coaches who are making $12 million a year to be the batting practice pitcher or something.
Much,
maybe
but.
Not that much, but a lot more than they were because they can lay it in there. Ray, all of a sudden, he's taking care of generations of family members if they ever implemented this rule in regular season games.
I don't think they would. I don't think they would or they will.
Do teams not have guys that are specifically on the bench to do one job?
Yes.
It happens all the time.
But not to.
But it's usually, it's a baseball job.
It's a baseball job, right? It's not a batting. Like, there's guys that can hit a driver 600 yards, right?
Yeah.
They shoot 112. Even with a 600-yard drive, they don't know how to chip. They don't know how to putt. They're long drive guys.
Right. And if the Ryder Cup was tied, and then they went to a long drive contest, would you pick, all right, I got this long drive champion. We're going to roll him out just for the long drive tiebreaker at the end. That's what I'm saying, though.
It's
not really a golfer.
I was really in favor of the ghost runner rule just because I've seen our pitching staff get really, really worn down after 162, and it's not unique to the San Diego Padres. It is every single baseball team. So I kind of was in favor of it at the time, of like, it's going to save the bullpen. You know, even you talk about incremental wins, right, Ben? Like, throughout the season, incremental, you know, just pick up one inning here, one inning there, one extra base here. It's inches and the margins and all that. I was in favor of it then. I'm kind of out on it now. You got to figure out a way to win a ball game in 9 innings. And if you don't, you know you're going to have to use your bullpen. And I think that's how it was. I think it should go back to that. And hey, more incentive to win a game in the 9 allotted innings, in my opinion. And I do realize games will go extra innings at times. You got to figure out how to manage that. But the Ghost Runner, you're right, Paulie. That's not baseball. That's really, I'm walking back 100% what I thought 5 years ago or whatever when they put it in.
Like, I'm in favor of games ending, you know, I don't need 17, 18 inning games.
I hate it. Nobody wants it. And I hate it for our pitchers. I hate it for my
children. But at least it is still the competition. You stranding a guy out there at second base, even if he was placed out there.
Yeah, it happens.
It's a real skill for a pitcher to go out there and try to battle against the other team and keep that guy from scoring and trying to drive in a guy from second base. It's not as easy as you'd make it seem. Oh, yeah, he's out there at second. That's an automatic run. No, it's not.
If it was as easy as it seemed, Ben, I mean, holy cow, we'd have a lot more wins as a team. You know, our team is not particularly good at hitting with runners in scoring position. So I'd say it's very difficult to do. Very, very difficult. So I will say this, though. As the Padres are constructed, we need to be in favor of the runner on second rule. We really do. Because the way we're constructed of needing 4 hits to score a run most times, thank God. Thank God they have it. But if you're built like a different team, yeah, it's probably a disadvantage to you sometimes.
Yeah, right now I don't think the Padres would have a great advantage in a home run swing-off either.
No, I don't think we would either. That's why you go get Rowdy Tellez to sit there and rot until it's time to hit BP home runs. But
I mean, you say that, but like, if they did it the same way they did it in the All-Star game last night, like, okay, let's even say they got rid of Gavin Sheets for a late, you know, an eighth inning replacement or whatever. Try to get some speed on the base path.
Bryce Johnson.
Chances are Manny's still in the lineup.
Yep.
Fernando's still in the lineup.
Yep. Jackson Merrill's
still in the lineup. Like, you should be constructing your team with some good hitters and power hitters.
Those cats can hit batting practice home runs. I'm not too worried about that, to be honest with you. But I don't know, man. I don't think they would do that.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will do it.
I don't know how you know, that affects history books and all that stuff. Like, I don't think it will happen. But having seen it now, I'm like, Not bad.
Cool. It was cool. I really enjoyed it.
Meanwhile, some thoughts on the broadcast presentation last night of the All-Star Game. And I don't know if it's just your influence or if truly he is annoying.
Why do you say that, Ben?
It's starting to become very hard for me now to listen to Joe Davis. And I didn't have the same problem with him that you did.
It's unbearable.
But now that you just kind of continuously hammer the point and... And now I can't not hear it, and it really does bother me. I miss Joe Buck so much.
Human Ambien. I liked this presentation last night. Stepping up to the plate, Fernando Tatis Jr. Kind of two separate careers for him. Had the, won a home run title, then, of course, the suspension. And I'm like, you have to bring that up, you absolute peckerhead. You have to bring that up in the All-Star game.
I can't imagine Major League Baseball wanted him to go with those talking points in their showcase game. But
Logan Webb pitched. He was popped for PEDs. Not a mention. And those are your rivals, allegedly. It is the story of Fernando Tatis, certainly. But does it need to be brought up in an All-Star game? I didn't care for that very much. I'm actually getting hot right now thinking about it.
I did think...
he's excruciating.
And I'm usually fairly opposed to the in-game interviews. Making a pitcher do it is pretty silly. But there were some good moments. I thought Pete Crow Armstrong out there was terrific.
Awesome, dude. How cool
Jack
was that?
Jack and Jacob Wilson was pretty cool.
I love that, too.
They did a good job, which just shows you they can. So why don't they, when it's a regular, Saturday game on Fox, and we get these microphones that don't work, and none of those interviews ever are compelling or interesting, but they made it work for the All-Star game, which tells me if they care enough, they can figure it out. They're just not caring enough on some of these regular season mic'd up broadcasts on Saturdays to really make it work, because they did make it work a couple of times in the game last night.
I thought PCA was so good. I thought he was so good. And a couple years ago, I was like, I don't know about this kid. Paulie liked him. I was like, I don't know enough. Yeah, he's got glove. Man, he proved me to be a big, dumb idiot, and I'll wear that one forever. And then they interviewed him in the game, and they said to him, something to the effect of, what would you tell kids out there that want to emulate you? He's like, I would actually just tell kids to be themselves, man. They've got a lot to offer. Don't try to be like me or anybody else. Just be yourself. I was like, watching it with my kids, going, all right, that's a really good message. He's a great kid. He is a great, great kid. And was very impressed by him, his attitude in general. What a fun guy to watch play on a nightly basis.
And then the one thing that
I... see his girlfriend on the red carpet?
I did. These guys, these dudes. I don't want to hear these guys complain about anything.
And literally anything.
Anything. You play on the best fields, you get white balls, everything's great, you make tons of money, everybody loves you. Zip it, all right? Zip it. I know it's hard, the travel's a beating, I get it. I'm sympathetic to it. Just relax.
And then there was the one thing that I wasn't expecting that absolutely sent chills running up and down my body, and that was the tribute to Hank Aaron's 715th home run.
So cool.
With the holograms on the field.
The Roman candle that shot
that
out.
Shot out.
Like, oh, my God, and, yes!
Yeah, I couldn't. It was amazing.
So good.
It looked like... And I don't think it's exclusive to the Vegas Golden Knights, but I think they were the first to do the on-ice,
show.
So it looked so cool, and I think other teams have kind of adopted it, and then to see it on a baseball diamond, and, to see the lights, as he was rounding the bases.
It was so rad.
I can feel the chills as I'm watching it, when they put the words of the announcers.
Vin Scully.
Yep. On the field, and I didn't even realize yesterday was 7/15. It was July 15th, 7/15 for Hank Aaron being in Atlanta there, and that was one of the cooler technological presentations that I've seen baseball ever incorporate into a game, and that was, they hit all the right notes on that, I thought.
Credit where credit is due for that one. Yeah, Gary brings it up, too. I noticed it as well. They did cut Vin Scully's audio of that moment, talking about, now people are on their, it was such a different time in our country, and actually really not, it's a lot of the same, but, people in the Deep South are standing for a black man who's about to break the record, and they snipped that out entirely, probably just trying to play it safe. Major League Baseball, it was noticed. A lot of people noticed it last night, but that doesn't take away from the good idea of how they executed
that. I'm not going to criticize. You honored Hank Aaron there in the Deep South, Atlanta had an All-Star game taken away from them a few years ago.
Right. It was a good thing
for Major League Baseball to include in that game, and it was done really, really well.
It was good. It was such a good presentation, such a good idea. One thing I noticed, too, and I saw a lot of people tweeting about this as well, is I went, man, it's kind of empty. Like, kind of empty at what is it? Truist Park. There was, I mean, and then I thought, well, it's also midnight on a Tuesday. Would baseball be better served doing this on a Saturday? Like we always say about the Super Bowl, like enough with the Sunday. Enough. Like we've had enough. Nobody wants to go to work the next day after the Super Bowl. Move this game, figure out how to manipulate the schedule a little bit to where, you know, you can actually have people in the house when they do a swing off.
You know, like the Padres have some Mondays off, not a lot, but
right.
Some Mondays, but they do play every Tuesday. Like a series is either in game two on a Tuesday or just starting on a Tuesday. Like what if they like, what if you had like a 4-game weekend series that ended on a Monday,
yep.
And then you had the whole week off.
Boom.
Like, and then
Tuesday,
like,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Home run derby on Thursday or Friday night, the All-Star game on Friday or Saturday
would
night.
Be great.
And then give them Saturday, Sunday, and even like Monday off,
yep.
And then pick up the second half of the season on like the next Tuesday. Give them a full week off. I don't think anybody complains about that.
And I'll tell you too, somebody, Martine in the chat, every year gets me. I had to walk away during the stand up for cancer. My son was crying. It gets me every single year. And again, I would be remiss if I didn't tip my hat to Dave Roberts for his sign honoring Scott Miller. I thought that was a very cool move by Dave Roberts. So I will give credit. I'm not a total monster.
Dave, a cancer survivor himself.
100%. And, you know, man, my mom went through it. My dad is going through it. And it's everybody's been touched by it. Every single person I know. So every year when they start to do it, I got to walk away. I mean, I just will sit and sob if I don't. I thought it was, it's such a beautiful tribute that they do every time. It's just really, really hard to watch. It's really tough.
And then one final thought. How's the saying go? You can please all of the people some of the time. Some of the people all of the time. But you can't please all of the people
all
of the time. Yet, Major League Baseball's decision to go back to wearing team uniforms during the game, I believe, pleased all of the people all of the time. I did not hear one person.
You're right.
I did not see one social media comment that said, man, I wish they would have wore those hokey American League and NL uniforms that they've been wearing the past years. I hate that they're all in their real team uniforms for this game. Not one person complained about the decision to go back.
I was mad they had to wear them for the home run derby. That's how bad they are.
See,
seeing them at all.
I'm in the minority, but I kind of liked the AL, the big AL NL.
Al and Noel.
I thought those were kind of cool.
It's better done during that sort of festivity than it is during the game.
Sure.
It does underscore what a bad decision it was to ever go away from having players wear their real uniforms.
It's just the best. It's just the best. And you watch Paul Skeens coming out firing 100, you know, first pitch. You see Jacob Mizorowski coming out throwing 102 miles an hour. I mean, it's the far and away best All-Star game that there is. Could they improve it? Yeah. Start with the broadcast. Number two, I would like to get more stories of the players. The in-game stuff, there were a couple that were good. There were a couple that were bad. Like, you got to pick the right players. Like, Matt Olson, great dude. I would kill to have Matt Olson on this team. Like, so, Matt, is this pretty cool? Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right. I mean, it's just, you got to pick the right guys. Also, how many games has Freddie Freeman played at Truist since he's been a Dodger in the 70s, right? Are we going to do this every time that guy goes back? Every time?
Homecoming.
The weeping, sobbing. I'm a crier. I will cry today.
The first time.
Every day.
Yeah. I don't sympathize for the Dodger fans very often. I'm going to be on their side on this. I'd be pissed. It's so old now.
Paulie.
He's been there for, what, 3-4 years? You won a World Series with the Dodgers. Like,
Paulie.
Move on.
When they were interviewing him, and like, you know, what does this mean to you to be back? Oh, all these fans. So you look up there, there's a pennant, and you guys saw me. I didn't have kids, and I come back. I'm like, you've played 70 games.
If every time we played the Orioles, we play them once a year, and Manny was just in tears, and like, I just wish I was still here. Like, the best years of my life were in Baltimore, and they believed in me, and they were the first team to give me a chance. I'd be
bring
like,
my son
I'd be like
back
move
here.
On, dude. We gave you $300 million.
Yeah,
like, you play here now.
You're a franchise player,
God.
Bro.
God.
70 games. Why do we have to do this every time that guy sets foot in Atlanta?
Just goes to show you, it's a lot easier to embrace San Diego than it is to embrace Los Angeles, despite the money.
I'm telling you, dude. I was like, hey, I'm not making fun of him for crying. I'm a crier. I cry every day. But 70-some-odd games, you think it would be, hey, man, I'm a Dodger now, and I got to, you know, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate these guys. They know that, because I've told you guys 73 other times before I got here tonight. Why do we have to do this for this guy every time he sets foot in Atlanta? I mean, it's just, and again, Paul, you're right. If I'm a Dodger fan, I'm like, hey, move on. Move on. Your new girlfriend's pretty attractive, too.
We gave
too.
You a pass the first 69 times. Like, eventually,
bro,
it's old.
It is freaking crazy.
All right, we got to take a timeout. Don't Do This is coming up next. I got a fun story. It's a do this about a former football player using his skills to corral a criminal.
I
think it's
like
a pretty
that.
Good one. Yeah, that we'll get to coming up. Don't go away. More Ben and Woods. More celebration of Woods for his 50th ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before traffic, though, want to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. It's summer. Which I know you're probably thinking, not a great time to lose weight. Oh, you would be wrong. Two summers ago, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days using the SDFatLoss.com strategies laid out by my counselor. They kept me on track. Yeah, a couple cheat days, had a barbecue here or there, traveled a little bit, still lost up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of my body weight in 60 days. You can expect the same. A part of the great thing is that you're eating real food. So it's not like you're going to a barbecue and you're bringing some sort of bar that you have to unwrap. No, they can find things for you. You can probably have some chicken, have some vegetables, still enjoy yourself and enjoy your summer while losing the weight. And then by the time it's September, you're going to be a new you. You're going to be feeling healthy. You're going to have just less back pain, better sleep. I've had so many benefits from losing weight. Thanks to SDFatLoss.com, you can do them as well with no injections, no exercise necessary. This is sustainable weight loss for the rest of your life. I'm still going strong 2 years later. Set up your free consultation right now by going to SDFatLoss.com. Don't wait for fall. Do it now. Take advantage of their $200 off during their summer special by going to SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust Your Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Now, we're running a little late. Had a lot of all-star talk there. Clearly, we want to talk about SDFC not being able to extend the loan for Milan Olaski. Is it a Don't Do This to let that guy get away? We can discuss that coming up, but we're just going to keep it quick here with a couple of stories, including one from the world of golf here, Woods.
Well, golf, you know, they take this stuff very seriously. I think it probably happens in big league clubhouses and in NFL clubhouses all the time, but golf, they don't play when it comes to damaging their property. And Wyndham Clark is now banned from Oakmont Country Club after he damaged his locker when he missed the cut at the U.S. Open. They just played it very recently, Ben. And in a letter sent to members, Oakmont Country Club President John Lynch said they reached their decision after multiple discussions with the U.S. Golf Association. They will lift the ban if Wyndham Clark will pay for the damages and makes a, quote, meaningful contribution to a charity selected by the Oakmont Country Club Board and undergoes counseling and or anger management therapy. What did he do? Like, what did he do to that locker? Did he take a dump in it or something? Like, what could you possibly have done to where they're like, you're out?
I think he just got mad and smashed
country
it.
Country clubs
it was,
get mad if you walk in tennis shoes.
You're not allowed to change your shoes right. In the parking lot right. Of a country club.
So,
they're furious. They
he literally could
out.
Have said, gosh darn it, just a little too loud.
So the lockers that they put the pros in, this is an historic country club. They're like over 100 years old. They're like priceless antiques. And he got mad and like smashed it because he didn't like his round. And it was very disrespectful.
That was.
Getting banned from one course, I mean, he can play any course he wants around the world. Like,
right.
Fine, I'll just not go to Oakmont. But, of course, he's going to host the U.S. Open again coming up in 2033. Now, he's only 31 years old, so still being his late 30s,
8 years
potentially,
from now,
you know, still you know, in prime it. Golfing years, you might want to make amends
so
and figure out a way to get back to Oakmont Wyndham.
He did say, I've had a lot of highs and lows in my career, especially this year, some lows. I made a mistake I deeply regret. I'm very sorry for what happened. But I'd also like to move on, not only for myself, but for Oakmont, the kind of focus on the rest of the year, the things that come up. As professionals, we're expected to remain professional, even when frustrated. I unfortunately let my emotions get the best of me. Is he a fiery guy?
You know, I had never seen that side of him until this U.S. Open when, you know, the temper flared a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if maybe the other things going wrong in his life or just the golf just has really been... Golf can be such a tough game mentally sometimes. So
yeah, they kicked his ass out.
They did. All right, I'm going to go on to do this because I like this story.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
We know how dangerous wildfires can be here in San Diego.
The worst,
we saw
man.
What happened up in Los Angeles just, 6 months ago in the Palisades. And so this story kind of hits home. Former Kentucky Wildcats wide receiver Scott Mitchell was recently on a walk in, you know, the hillsides of Los Angeles with his girlfriend. And they were walking around and they saw out in the distance a tree had, like, started burning. And then there was a guy who was, like, running away from the scene. And he goes, that tree's on fire. That guy lit that tree on fire. He started that fire.
It's unbelievable.
And he goes, get him. Here's the problem.
It's arson judge.
The guy was already 150 yards away from the scene at the time. But he didn't realize that the person who spotted him, of course, was a former college football wide receiver. So Scott Mitchell took off and made up the 150-yard gap on this guy.
Oh, my God.
Got to him, chased him down, tackled him. They contacted the authorities, waited until they arrived, and the guy was booked on charges of suspicion of arson upon a structure or forest land being held in lieu of $1,000 bail. And because they saw it so quickly, all the flames were fully extinguished. They got 53 firefighters on the scene immediately to prevent something bad from potentially happening.
God, you are the lowest of the low. If you're an arsonist, if you are an arsonist, you are the bottom of the barrel human being. There's nothing you can tell me, say, all right, I understand. No, like that is, it's the worst. Graffiti doesn't bother me near as much as it, but you're, oh, I'm a street tagger. All right, you're an artist, I get it. There's no redeeming quality about an artist.
Think about 150 yards. So remember, it's a football field, another half
football field. I was trying to think of it like that. Like, think of like the hash marks on the field. If, yeah. If there's 150, like,
yeah.
You know, 3, 2, 1, go. And you have a guy 150 yards behind you chasing you down.
You're feeling pretty good at the beginning. Like, this guy's never going
to get me.
How many yards before that guy looks over his shoulder and goes, oh, crap.
No.
Like 50 yards, and you're like, he got there real quick.
Is it in Atlanta where they do the
Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze, yeah. With the race who catches up? It's always very compelling.
God.
Catch up on those people on the front track.
Man, I hate that. I love that story, but I hate that there's a guy out there like, ooh, here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to be an instigator. Oh, terrible. Thank you, Benny.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan brought to you by Staples. Still to come, we will get into the big news from SDFC yesterday, the loss of Milan Alaski back to Europe with the second half of the season now underway. A big game tonight at Snapdragon Stadium. We'll talk about that. Plus, got some gifts to give away for Woods this morning.
Thank you, fellas.
I know he's going to like some. He's probably also going to not like other gifts.
I'm so titillated.
We'll find out coming up with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play to 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
One gift you can always count on pleasing Woods is a trip to 7 Mile Casino. It's a fun place. He loves playing California-style blackjack.
Yes.
Wants to sit down and play a little more Texas Hold'em poker, but really, the blackjack is your game, and 7 Mile is a terrific place to play it upscale. My buddy Scott, who's in town this summer, said, is 7 Mile really, like, nice?
Yeah.
And Scott's likes nice
he's
things.
He's like you, yes.
He's like me, and
yes.
I go, oh, you'll have no problem.
He'll
there.
Love it.
You'll really enjoy 7 Mile Casino.
No question. Lot to love about 7 Mile Casino. Obviously, the proximity to downtown San Diego is really what makes it great, just 7 minutes away. Not a huge, long drive. Great people when you go into smoke-free environment as well. The view of the bay on the back patio, I'll never forget me and Paulie getting that remote set up, sitting out there for a minute going, oh, this is awesome. This is how it should be. So check them out for yourself. 7 Mile Casino, it's just 7 minutes from downtown.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Got another all-time quotation from Mikey Varas, head coach of SDFC yesterday. Woods, you loved when he said he has to get in there and smell the locker room.
It's one of my favorite quotes.
I know you love that one. I'll tell you the one he gave me yesterday when I was out of practice here in just a second. Ben and Woods, back with you here, going until 10 o'clock, and then Woodsy off later today to Manchester, England, to see Oasis in concert on his 50th birthday.
Crazy, man.
You will be calling in.
Yeah, I will.
At least you have threatened to call in.
Oh, I will.
During a Friday show.
Yeah, I may not be sober, but I will call in for sure.
In the afternoon from the pub in Manchester somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
And give us an update on how it's going.
Yeah,
I 100%. Don't expect to hear from you tomorrow, as you will still be en route, I think.
Yes.
If you're not leaving until this afternoon, and it's a, I assume, what?
It's like a 15, 16-hour travel day with the layovers and everything.
So we'll probably be done with our show time. You're actually checked in to your hotel in Manchester.
We could maybe get you on in the last hour, but we don't need that.
No, I'll check.
Friday morning, though.
Yeah, Friday morning.
It'll be like, what do we say? It's 2 o'clock when we start the show?
Yeah, it's 8 hours.
2 in the afternoon?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Your full day before your concert day, which is Saturday.
Saturday.
And then you've got a an unwind day on Sunday.
Yeah, rest day.
Joy. And then Monday, you travel back to San Diego.
Yep.
That'll be a long one
as well. It's going to be a long one.
Is Sunday officially a rest day, or was that the day you were going to potentially try to go to another show?
So I'm going to try, but my buddy Craig, who is in Manchester, he's landed, he's sending me pictures. I'll read you the text that I just got from him. He's over there. This is amazing. He said, the city is Oasis crazy right now. Bootleggers are selling hats, shirts, everything. Just walked past a bloke who had hats that said the C word all over it. All right, well, I'll be getting one of those. The cheapest ticket for today's gig, because they're playing today, is $700. I like them, but not that much. Wow. And then he sent me the, there's an app they use called Twickets, is where how you get your tickets. It sounds so British. Twickets.
Twickets.
Tickets for Sunday right now. About $900.
Now that C word you mentioned,
yes,
is used much more freely over there than it is here.
Yeah, and it's not. They use it, I think, as a term of endearment sometimes, and you know they call their buddies that. It's one of the many differences in America and England. You can't run around saying that here.
No,
you will get in a lot of trouble. So, yeah, they love it, man. They have no problem.
You'll
saying
be taking
it.
Liberal advantage of your opportunity when you're over there.
When I check into the hotel, hey, how are you? You see, right? But they have no problem with things like that.
So it's possible that you'll see Milan Alaski on your flight over, because he's expected to be returning to Europe in the next couple of days after SDFC was unable to reach a long-term agreement on a loan. And I am going to come woefully short in truly explaining how the MLS loan from another team system works and why they were not able to get it done. But I can tell you.
Isn't that why I'm here?
You're on loan?
No, isn't that why I'm here? To explain in detail the process of the loan and how it works.
Obviously.
In MLS.
You're still on a long-term loan from 94.9.
That's true. Yeah. Long-term. Oh, I never want to go back. Never.
Well, that wasn't the case with Milan Alaski, who posted on social media, thanked the fans of San Diego. But according to the powers that be at SDFC, Milan Alaski really just wanted to go back and test himself in Europe again. He came over here to get some playing time, got it, was incredibly successful, scoring 10 goals in 10 games. And by the way, He only started three of those. Seven of those games, he was coming in usually as a late replacement for the last, 20 minutes of the match or so, or at most for the second half, and still managed to become one of the leading goal scorers in all of MLS. He's second on the team now behind Anders Dreyer, and now he's not coming back. Mikey Varas said, well, anything is possible in life, but you won't see him back this season. They were unable to work out the agreement, even though the Danish team that he's going back to, please don't make me say it, the name, it's FC Nordsjælland.
You nailed it.
Something like that.
It's in the Danish
Superliga. It's also a right-to-dream team. It's the same ownership group, but they can't just say, oh, you're playing here and you're playing here. And they were unable to extend that loan, which means, he's gone and now unavailable for SDFC for the rest of the season, possibly forever.
We knew this was a possibility. We talked about it. We talked about it with Craig on Monday.
I thought we had a little more time, though.
I thought there was a little bit
more
time.
They had until July, but yesterday they announced they're just terminating it immediately, mutually.
And it makes sense. If a guy has, if he wants to, it's like in baseball. You're like, hey, I'd like you to grant me my release. I want to go catch on somewhere else. Except it's different in soccer because, these teams are connected. And he wants to go test himself in European soccer. So I wish him the best. He was so fun to watch. The fact that he's an Escondido kid obviously makes it sting a little bit more. I got a DM from our buddy Travis, Punk Rock Paint, brilliant artist. So I tweeted yesterday, I'm a casual, but this seems not great that he's leaving. And he goes, yeah, not great. Especially if you spent 40 hours designing a TIFO for next weekend that the supporters union paid a lot of money to have printed on a 35x60 piece of fireproof mesh in Germany and rush shipped to be here in time for the game. Look at it. Incredible.
That's the art. Four goals, Fantastic Four.
Four. I mean, and I was like, bro, I am so sorry. I think Craig Elston had just bought an Ilowski jersey, and it's like, it stinks, man.
As a purple in the chat says, never fall in love with lone players.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, you're not in love with Paul Skeens. You're not.
Better not be.
You shouldn't be.
Stephen Woods.
I love Paul Skeens.
Now, I think part of this was monetary. Milan Ilowski scoring all these goals. He wants to be able to cash in. Now, in MLS, they only have so much money to go around with a cap. There's only two designated players right now. You've got Anders Dreyer, Chucky Lozano. I don't think they're going anywhere. So perhaps there was just no room for an agreement to be reached between the two sides, which made it a fairly foregone conclusion that he was just going to have to go back, finish out whatever time he's got in Denmark, and then continue on with his career from there. I'd caution against our normal San Diego reaction. What's wrong with the Escondido, the San Diego guy who doesn't want to be in his hometown? Doesn't want to take a hometown discount. You don't want to stick around with your teammates for the rest of the year, try to win a championship, and then go back later. What's wrong with you? I would caution against that. This is soccer.
This isn't the San Diego curse.
It's MLS versus the Danish Superliga. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, again, this isn't, we can't have nice things. This isn't the San Diego curse.
As it's been, and it has been a lot of fun. We've gotten into MLS. We've gotten into SDFC. They're still not at the same level yet as the rest of the world.
Of course.
And if you want to be a world-class soccer player, MLS is still not the place where you go to do it. It's the place where you come after you've had a great career like Chucky Lozano.
Or get your career started.
Or Messi.
And go.
Or you get your career started and get some playing time and then you go somewhere else. Is it getting better? Absolutely. Is it good enough for us to be entertained as kind of novice soccer fans? Yeah, there's been some really fun matches. But I'm not under the illusion that real soccer players know that the real highest level of soccer is played in Europe and in South America and not here in the United States, unfortunately.
I like this take by L3 Oogie. He says, local players should be forced to play with the hometown team for free. I can get behind that. What a good player. What a fun little run that he had. I do, Mikey Varas, I imagine too, and it was, we asked Craig about why he didn't play, even though he was still available to play last week, and they ended up winning the game in Chicago. But it was essentially, he's not in my mind, it was like, well, he's not going to be here. I want to focus on the guys that are.
I was intending to kind of ask that, and then the news dropped that he was gone, and I figure, well, now it's kind of a moot point why he didn't play last game if he's not going to be at all. But I thought it was more like, well, if it's like an injury situation. If you knew a guy was going to get injured in a couple of games, you still want to use him as much as possible while you've got him.
Correct.
There's no reason not to use a player as long as he's available. But if this was kind of already headed down the road toward the divorce, then maybe it did make sense to just kind of just cut it off cleanly and move forward. Now, how do they move forward? Well, this leads to the quote that I got from Mikey Varis that I think you're going to like, and I'll get to that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Mikey Varis has some NFL coach in him because he is very focused on the next game, the next man up, and that was one of the things that they kind of leaned on yesterday. No Milan Olasky. We got a lot of good players. We got plenty of guys who are going to step up. We got a diverse team. We got a versatile team, guys who can play different positions. We've done this all season long with players who have been injured and out, and everyone's done a great job filling in because they all work together playing the system. They really downplayed, as you'd expect, loss of Milan Olasky yesterday, and they felt like, hey, they'll go forward. And maybe they're right. Maybe they will be fine. Now, it's hard to replace 10 goals in soccer, but there's no guarantee that Milan Olasky was going to score 10 more. He might have had one more all year. It's soccer. It's weird. You go on these runs, you score a bunch of goals, and then you don't for like a month because it's just kind of a weird sport. So they felt like they're going to be okay. They've been doing their thing. They're going to continue to do their thing going forward. Now, I asked him about being the hunted rather than the hunter.
Yeah.
When the season started, you were the expansion team. You were just trying to take everybody down, catch everyone by surprise. Said, you're first place now. No one is taking you lightly. They are looking to take you down. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't really look at the standings. Doesn't matter. I'm not focused on that at all. It doesn't matter where we are. And I said, well, what from the opponent perspective, though, like Houston the other week, when they came in, they said, hey, you know, we know we're taking on a really good team. We've got to bring our A game. They're coming. He said, okay, yeah, we definitely are getting the best from our opposition because they know what a high level we're playing at. And then he dropped this on me. He said, your opponent is your best teammate.
Man, this blew my mind. He's like Marcus Aurelius of soccer coaches.
He said, obviously, you're trying to best them, but you can never truly improve or find out where you are without
like
your opponent there to challenge you and to push you to be your best. So your opponent is your best teammate.
Blew my mind. Again, he blew my mind. All right, your opponent is your best
I mean, he needs to be writing fortune cookies.
Yeah, he does.
Or something.
Or like a self-help book. I'd buy it. I just want to, like, he's like that guy, you want to be around. He's good, positive energy. He says the right things. And he doesn't just say them. You get the sense that he believes them. Because a lot of guys just say stuff. But you get the sense that, no, this is really who this cat is, man.
Like, I know you're a little busy, but Mikey, can you just, like, mentor me?
Do you want to be a mentor to me? I'd like him to come out and speak to the little leaguers. You know? I mean, really. Like, he's really, really
it's
good.
It's a fountain of wisdom.
He really is. That's really
interesting. Interesting guy.
That's really good, man.
Glad we have him here.
We got it. Me too. We got a good one, bro. We got a good one in Mikey Varis. But yeah, man, it was really unfortunate to see that news. But yeah, you move on. I mean, it's just the loan thing is never not going to be weird to me. It is always going to be weird. Super casual. I have no idea. It's just weird. It's a weird, weird situation. Like, imagine they're like, Manny's like, all right, guys, great half of the season. I'll see you later. Like, obviously, he's signed to a big, big long-term contract, but before Jackson Merrill was signed to the big extension. All right. Been fun. See you guys. Yeah, no, I'm red hot right now. I'm robbing home runs. I'm hitting home runs. Have a good one.
Maybe Freddie Freeman's on loan with the Dodgers, and he's going to go back to his beloved Atlanta Braves.
God, if given the choice, would he do it today?
Oh God!
I gotta think yes. But man, it was kind of a bummer. And now you know you got to figure out how to move on without him. And it's good to get it out of the way. He's gone, and now you pick up the pieces.
It's not hanging over their heads anymore. And they get right back to it tonight. Look for a home win against Toronto FC. who is they're near the bottom of the table, but someone pointed out they keep beating the West Coast teams for some reason. I don't know if that means anything or not, but I'd imagine that SDFC will be ready tonight, 7:30 kickoff at Snapdragon Stadium. Remember, they've won four in a row on the road, but they did lose their last home game against Houston, so they're trying to bounce back from that and get the full 3 points tonight against Toronto.
Literally one of the most entertaining losses you will ever see in your entire life. Still playing a great brand of football.
And then they got to turn around again, play Vancouver, who they're battling for first place in the West on Saturday at home. So really big week for SDFC. That's your update from practice yesterday. We'll come back. Gift giving for 50-year-old Woods coming up next year on The Fan.
Great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.